if a legend is true, there was once a kingdom which did not have a rightful heir to the throne. To find a new king, it's said that they devised a contest. The contest that was selected was a boat contest, and the rules were simple. The first hand to reach the shoreline would be crowned king. Several people entered the race. One of the fellows who entered the race really had a strong desire to win that contest and become king. When it became clear in this boat race that his boat was behind and could not catch up, the legend says he cut off his hand. And after he cut off his hand, he flung it to shore. And his hand was the first to shore. He won the race and was crowned king. I don't know if that's true or not. There is an Irish province which the flag would seem to be suggestive of that, and maybe that's accurate, maybe that's not. But that illustration does remind me of a thought-provoking point. Many years ago, if this legend is true, there was a man who was willing to make a sacrifice, a great sacrifice. Today, 2016, as we think about Father's Day, I'm reminded that there are some men who are still making sacrifices. Men are not the only ones. Women, throughout time, have certainly made some great sacrifices. Single men, single women have made some sacrifices. Married men, married women have made some sacrifices. Sacrifices have been made by the old as well as the young. But this morning we want to think about dads, fathers, and sacrifices that they may make. My dad died some years back. But as I think about him at various times, I'm reminded that he was someone who made some sacrifices. Like some others, he started to make some sacrifices in his teen years. Rather than go to school, rather than be allowed to complete those preliminary grades to go through the 12th grade and graduate, he took a job. He took a job, began to work in the world so he could help support his mother and siblings. After he got married, he continued to work sometimes two jobs so he could support his wife and children. As I look back at my dad and think about some of the sacrifices that he made, and again, he is not by any means the only one. There were some jobs that he took over the years, some factory jobs, which resulted in some serious health issues. He lost much of his hearing because of the factory work that he did. He developed some severe back problems and leg problems. The shop work injured his body. There are still, as we think about men, and sometimes women, but the focus today is on the males, there are still some men who make sacrifices. Soldiers. Some in the past have made sacrifices, even to the point of giving a body part of their life. Soldiers are still making sacrifices today. As we think about people, especially males, there are some who are making sacrifices because of a sick family member, maybe a sick child, maybe a sick wife, maybe a sick distant relative. There are some men who make sacrifices when it comes to the area of employment. There are some who work long hours. That's required because of the job. There are some men, it's gotten better with OSHA and some of the other government rules and bureaucracies, but there are still some men who work jobs which, because of the work environment, leads to some serious health problems. As I was constructing this material, I was thinking about a man who died some years back. He was someone who often dealt with asbestos, and during the years when he was out there in the secular work world, asbestos was something, it was not as well controlled as it is today. And he died because he was willing to work a job that exposed him to asbestos to care for his family. As we think about people who make sacrifices, some have injuries, and those injuries cause them pain. But in spite of the pain, they still make the sacrifice to help their family. Since both genders make sacrifices, we could use this lesson for either a Mother's Day or a Father's Day. Today, of course, emphasizing fathers, dads. And if you've looked at the outline, you know that we're headed to the book of Hebrews, Hebrews chapter 11. In Hebrews 11, we have some information about faith. Faith, generally speaking, means that we believe in someone, we believe in something, even though that we have never seen that individual, even though we have never seen an item. As we look at Hebrews 11, we are told that many characters in the Bible have excelled in the area of faith. They are good examples of faith. One of the men that we find highlighted here, someone that we recently talked about with the Vacation Bible School, is Noah. Noah, as we look at Hebrews 11, verse 7, he was someone who was willing to make some sacrifices. Let's look at that verse now. By faith, Noah, being warned of God concerning things not seen as yet, moved with godly fear, prepared an ark to the saving of his house, through which he condemned the world and became heir of the righteous, which is according to faith. As we think about Noah, he was someone who devoted more than a few years of his life to building an ark. He was someone, as we look at him, he was willing to make some sacrifices to serve God in this way and some other ways. Have you ever thought about what happened to Noah's possessions? We're not told, but I'm pretty sure that he wasn't able to take everything that he and his family had accumulated over the years. At least some of the household items were surely lost. He had to make some sacrifices when it came to loading up the ark and choosing what to take, what not to take. What about the home where Noah lived? Maybe he lived in a cave. Maybe he had constructed some building from timber, had some building skills, but they had to sacrifice that home. The possessions that they had to leave behind were surely lost after the flood. As Noah preached, and he was a preacher, Peter, 2 Peter chapter 2, verse 5 says he was a preacher of righteousness. And as he preached, Jesus tells us, Matthew chapter 24, verses 37 and 38, that the people in that day and time, they continued to live as they lived. They were eating, drinking, they were being involved with marriages up until the day that Noah entered into the ark. Well, that tells me, I'm able to infer that information, that Noah's message was not received all that well. Now, it's not specifically said that Noah was mocked, but if people are living as they normally live, Noah's building the ark, that would be suggestive of an environment where he had to sacrifice probably some friends. He was someone who was ridiculed, someone who was made fun of on a regular basis. As we think about Noah and the fact that most were not willing to go with him, just a handful of people were there with him in the ark, we find that he had to sacrifice some relationships to serve God. Today, we still find some people, focused on men this morning, who are still willing to sacrifice some relationships to be a child of God. I've known a few in my lifetime who were put into a situation where it was either God or the marriage. Which do you want? If you want to stay married to me, you have to leave your God. You have to leave behind the faith. That can be a very difficult set of circumstances. We know what the right choice is. That is, the marriage needs to be let go for the sake of God. Nothing is worth more than the gospel. But there have been some men and sometimes some ladies who have been put into that situation. There have been some people who have been told, what do you want? Your God or your job? You choose which. And there have been some people who have been willing to sacrifice that job so they could maintain their relationship with Christ. We may come to a time when we have to sacrifice a relationship with a friend, maybe multiple friends, to maintain that relationship with God. If a man was willing to sacrifice a hand way back when, to get an Irish province, to become a king, that was a costly sacrifice. But when we begin to think about the spiritual realm, some of the sacrifices that men make, the sacrifices can sometimes be even greater. As we think about men who sacrificed in different ways, another one of the characters that comes to mind from the book of Hebrews is found in verse 8. In Hebrews 11, verse 8, we have, in addition to Noah, we have some information about Abraham. And once again, the verse begins in the same way. By faith. By faith, Abraham, when he was called, obeyed to go out into a place which he was to receive for an inheritance. And the Bible says he did go out, not knowing where he went. Abraham was told by God, you need to go to a new place. And God said to Abraham, I'm not going to tell you where this new place is. You need to go by faith. That tells me that this man had to be willing to sacrifice his home country. He had to be willing to look at the place that he knew, the place where his friends were, the place maybe where he liked a lot of things. And he had to say, I'm willing to sacrifice this because, God, I love you that much. I believe in you. As we think about what Abraham sacrificed, verse 9 tells us that he had to make some sacrifices when it came to his family, his relatives. The ninth verse says, by faith, once again, begins with those same two words. By faith he became a sojourner in the land of promise, as in a land not his own. He went to unfamiliar territory. He went to a place that was brand new to him. He went to an area where he didn't know what was going to take place. He went there, the Bible says, not his own dwelling in tents, with Isaac and Jacob, the heirs with him of the same promise. Abraham was asked to surrender a lot. What he knew, and he was willing to do that. In our time, when people think about making a sacrifice, often that is considered in view of, what will it do for me? What will it do for us? How will this help me? Will this help me get ahead? Will this give me more money? Will this give me a better job? Will this give me a bigger house? Whatever it might be. Can I get a better car? The man who allegedly cut off his hand, that body part, and then flung that to the shore, he was thinking, here's the benefit. Yes, I lose a body part, but I can become king. Men like Abraham made sacrifices, great sacrifices. But with those sacrifices, there was a limited benefit in this life. Let's take a look, same chapter, but let's now see what we find in Hebrews 11, verse 13. He says, these all died in faith. Then what's he going to say? They didn't receive the promises. not having received the promises, but having seen them and greeted them from afar, and having confessed that they were strangers and pilgrims on the earth. Abraham plus others made these sacrifices, but they didn't get the full reward in this life. There were several who had to die in faith. There were several who were called on to make a sacrifice, and that paid off, but it didn't pay off in this life. Verse 17, as we think about Abraham, he was someone who was once asked to sacrifice a son, his only son, his unique son. Abraham, you may remember, had waited a long time, a very long time for this child. He and Sarah, by the time this son came along, were old, very, very old. And the thought of losing a child is almost incomprehensible to a lot of people. But losing this kind of child certainly would be incomprehensible. And yet Abraham looks to God and says, I am willing to make even this level of sacrifice. As this chapter continues, we read about more men, more males who are also willing to make sacrifices. Moses is brought before our eyes in verse 23. Moses, as we look at Hebrews 11, verse 24, we have there some information about him being recognized as the being related to the daughter of Pharaoh. He was regarded as her son, and that's significant. As you look at Hebrews 11, verse 26, the text tells us that Moses was entitled to the treasures of Egypt. Egypt was a vast and powerful nation. It was the place to be in this day and time. It was the nation that had the power. It was the nation that had the glory. It was the nation who had the wealth. And because Moses was looked upon as being connected to the daughter of Pharaoh, he could have had it all. Moses wasn't quite born with the silver spoon in his mouth, but that came just a little bit later. And he could have had the glory, the power, the wealth, the luxury, everything that Egypt had to offer. And he looks at that and he says, no. No. I'm willing to sacrifice it all. I'm willing to surrender all this. As a husband, as a father, as a potential heir, Moses said, I'm willing to make a sacrifice. Let's stay with that same chapter, see what we find in Hebrews 11. Moving down now to verses 24 and 25. By faith, there are those words again. By faith, Moses, when he was grown up, he refused. He said, no, I'm going to sacrifice this option to be called the daughter, or the son of Pharaoh's daughter. Choosing rather to share ill treatment with the people of God than to enjoy the pleasures of sin for a season. Like those other men, he died in faith. He wanted something better. Verse 27 of this same chapter continues the thought. Once again, by faith. Here the text says he forsook Egypt, not fearing the wrath of the king, for he endured as seeing him who is invisible. Men, some who have been servants of God, sometimes great servants of God, sometimes men who were not servants of God. They have often been willing to sacrifice for someone, even to the point of giving their lives. Those are great. Those sacrifices should be remembered. They should be honored. Days like today are good days. But the greatest sacrifice of all is not in Hebrews 11. The greatest sacrifice of all is introduced in the next chapter, Hebrews chapter 12. After we've looked at several great sacrifices in Hebrews 12, verse 2, we have these words. Looking unto, not unto Abraham, not unto Moses, not unto Noah. But the text says, looking unto Jesus, the author and perfecter of our faith, who for the joy that was set before him endured the cross, despising shame, and hath sat down on the right hand of the throne of God. God the Father allowed the Son to pay the price for man's sins. The beloved Son, as we read about in Matthew chapter 3, verse 16, was allowed to die on our behalf. And the sacrifice of Jesus, the giving that Jesus did, was so magnificent. It is described in multiple ways. You may remember that from the book of Revelation, chapter 1, verse 10, John talked about the Lord's Day. Jesus' sacrifice was so great, there's now a day that is the Lord's Day, Sunday today. Jesus' sacrifice was so great that he has his own supper. It is referred to as the Lord's Supper in 1 Corinthians chapter 11, verse 20. His sacrifice was so wonderful, there is the cup of the Lord, 1 Corinthians 10, verse 21, which we partook of earlier in the Lord's Supper. The sacrifice of the Son is so magnanimous that we partake of it every first day of the week. When Sunday came in the first century church, Acts 20, verse 7, what did the Christians do? They assembled together, they worshiped, part of that worship involved the Lord's Supper. The sacrifice of earthly fathers can be great, and sometimes is great, but they can never equal the sacrifice of what the Lord did for us. We may have a father in this life, or may have had if he's passed on, may have had or have someone who makes sacrifices for us. Maybe the sacrifices in those early years, maybe those sacrifices now. Constitute a man after he has worked a hard day, maybe 6 days a week, coming home. And after that hard day of work, willing to play ball with us, willing to listen to us, willing to read to us before bed, whatever it might be. Maybe the sacrifice of a dad in the past, maybe the sacrifice of the dad now is financial. Maybe there was a dad who took a pay cut to spend more time with us. Or maybe there was a dad who said, I see that my son, my daughter needs this, or at least could use this. And I'm not going to buy a new set of clothes. We're going to put off buying a different car, a newer car. We're not going to move into a newer house so I can care for my child. Or maybe you had a dad, or maybe you have a dad. Money's not as free as it might be in some other households. And that dad has said, I want you to eat well. So after I have worked a hard day, I'm going to go work in a garden. You might help, but I'm going to plant a garden. I'm going to work that garden. I'm going to harvest that garden. Mom is going to can some food, and we're going to make sure that we have healthy food on the table. We're going to make that sacrifice because we love and we care for you. Maybe the sacrifice is one, and you may not know this for several years if you're young, but maybe the sacrifice is one where dad is sacrificing in some areas so that he can get a child. The needed medicine, the needed surgery, hearing aids, glasses, or some other type of medical care. If we have a living dad who has made some sacrifices for us, be grateful. Be thankful. If your dad has left this life and has made some, as you look back, had made some sacrifices for you, be grateful. Be thankful. Because not everybody ends up with that kind of father. Whether your dad is living or not, whether your dad has sacrificed or is sacrificing for you, remember this point as well. For those that have not had a dad who's acted in this way, and it's sad that there are some who don't have that experience, but that does happen sometimes with people. All is not lost. The greatest sacrifice of all has been made by the greatest father of all, Hebrews chapter 12. And we have missed out, maybe we're missing out now, on some of the sacrifices that a dad can make. But you don't have to miss out on the greatest sacrifice of all. Every person who becomes a Christian experiences the greatest father of all and has that experience, or at least should have that experience, Sunday after Sunday. Today, on this day, Father's Day 2016, there is a lot of attention given to fathers. I'm all for that. The Bible talks about honoring mom and dad, honoring parents. In Old Testament teaching, it's also a New Testament teaching. And hopefully we have an earthly father that we can honor in a good way today. But whether that's true or not, what matters most is the Heavenly Father. And on this day, are we truly grateful for that Heavenly Father? The one who was willing to make the ultimate sacrifice, to send the sinless Son of God into the world, to live as a man, to die for the sin of every single person. He's done that. The price has been paid. And this Father says, I love you, I've made the greatest sacrifice for you, and I'm continuing to give every single day, if you're only willing to receive it. And that reception on our part comes by obedience. We've talked about in the adult class how to become a Christian several times. We've mentioned it from the pulpit several times. We've got to be willing to believe. There has to be that faith that we read about in Hebrews chapter 11. As we look at that faith in Hebrews 11, though, it is not faith only. It's not faith alone. You just don't find those words there. That faith is active. By faith, Noah acted. He built the ark. By faith, the walls of Jericho came down. They didn't just stand there and believe, but they marched around the city. By faith, Moses acted. By faith, as we look at the judges, those men acted. By faith, by faith, by faith. For us, acting by faith means that we repent. We believe in God's promises, and we turn our lives around 180-degree turn so that we're conforming to the will of God. It is by faith, we've not seen him personally, but it is by faith that we confess that Jesus is the Christ, the Son of God. And then it is by faith that we are baptized into Christ. Can't see Jesus? That process of baptism, we can't see sins floating around the baptistry. There's nothing that visibly that we can see that we were this way. We were in sin, separate from God. We've been baptized, raised up to walk in the newness of life. We can't prove that with our eyes. There's nothing special that we hear. It is by faith that we go through that process. We believe that Jesus died, he was buried, he was raised on the third day, and by faith we believe that we died as sin, we're buried with Christ in baptism by immersion, and by faith we're also raised up to walk in the newness of life. Every single sin has been forgiven. The greatest Father of all has made the greatest possible sacrifice, Have we responded to it by becoming a Christian? And are we continuing to respond to it day by day by living the Christian life? Those are the questions we want to consider today and answer in the right way as we stand and sing the selected song.